Blog Talk Radio.
Patient heart, be patient. I thank God for Lady Betty. She's in the background, but I know she's praying. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I just had said I wanted 10:30 to be my time. And I thank the Lord, Mother Dixie, that she's a great mother and she, with a lot of wisdom. And I had asked her, I said, well, I would like for you to come along and to share what you have because she have a lot of wisdom and I like listening to her how she shared the word with the people. And we are just really concerned about people's souls, for them getting saved, sanctified, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I was just going to give Mother Dixie a little part of the time to share what we're giving her. So I thank
we
want to
hear
Lord
from Mother Dixie.
Mother Dixie.
All right, Mother Digby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett, she's going to give you half her time. Come on, amen. We want to hear from you. God bless you.
Thank the Lord. Giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord has been good to me, and he has brought me from a long ways, and I'm yet excited about what God is doing in my life. I heard the lady talk about favor, and I feel like I'm walking in the favor of God because God just lets whatever I have just be enough and let me be satisfied. I thank the Lord for how God said, the Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. I'm not looking at what somebody else got, but I'm thanking God for how the Lord blessed me, most of all for how the Lord saved me. God came into my life. I was just a young person. God saved me when I was 20 years old, and I just made 82, but God has kept me living for him. I haven't had a mind to look back. I thank the Lord for how he saved me on a Sunday, and my sister and I were really close. We started the school together. We were like twins, and that Friday, my mother-in-law had told me about holiness. She said, on this side of the Bible is holy. She said, on this side is nothing. And she let me know, but not only did she tell me about it, but she walked up right before me. She didn't go to the left, and she didn't go to the right. If her children were wrong, they were just wrong. And that I saw the difference in her life. And I want to say how that my sister got saved that Friday. She came over to visit me, and she got saved that Friday. And God blessed her and her children. So many of her children got saved. But our mother wasn't saved. You know, she was still... She stopped dipping snuff and started smoking. And I want to say, I wouldn't get on to her about it, but your life will condemn a person. They'll know that it's something that better or something that they should be doing. And I want to say, we were living in the inner city, and my mother went out one day to smoke, and she was smoking between our house and the house next door. And the houses are kind of close in the city, and the smoke went up so high, till the neighbors came from across the street to see if her house was on fire. So my mother said she had to come out with her hands up because she knew she could not hide from God. And God blessed her. My mother was 63 years old on the altar tearing for the Holy Ghost. And God filled my mother with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for how you're always there, how you bless our going out and our coming in. God, I thank you for blessing us with supplying all of our needs. God, I thank you for peace of mind. Thank you, God. None like you tonight, Lord. Help us, God. We need your help. We can't do anything without you. In the name of Jesus, God, it's in you we live and move and have our being, and I thank you for it tonight. God, you've been so good. You blessed us and brought us from a long ways. God, I'll never forget what you've done for me, because you've done so many wonderful things. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. And I want to say I thank the Lord while I was praying. My son, who has quite a few conditions, has a heart condition. He's a diabetic. He had an aneurysm when he was 17. But he came in and he had his hands up, thanking God. I thank God for that. I'm just looking for God to give him a miracle. God has just been so good. He's just given me so many good things. He's done so much for me. I just can't tell it all. He brought me from a long way. I thank you for how he blessed my daughter. She had an aneurysm in 2014, but God blessed her to go through that surgery, and she got all her memory back, and she's our church administrator, and she's just able to do and try to see about all of us, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for some good children. They do what they can, and they try to take care. She tried to take care of all of us. I tell her she can't take care of all of us, but she does what she can, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. It didn't have to be like that, but God bless, and I thank him for it tonight. I thank him for everything, and God is just a good God. He brought me from a long ways. I want to say it was six of us in my family. My parents had six children, and now we're down to three, but I thank the Lord for those three, how God keeps our heart and mind encouraged. My one sister has dementia, but her daughters take such good care of her. They take turns. They don't just put it on one. But it's really two of them that are really faithful and that really just see about her, and they bring her to church and always have her looking nice. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. It didn't have to be like that. I won't take nothing for granted, because every good and fresh, perfect gift come from above. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for this tonight. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. This prayer line has been a blessing to me. I want to say when Dr. Johnson prayed and asked the Lord to shake the chalk tree, God bless. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. He looked like God have creative ways, miracles, creative ways to bless you. I don't see no, God has everything. I don't see nothing in the world to go out there for, because whatever you need, God has got it. And I thank him for this space on tonight. I thank him for all of his goodness back in your hands.
Wonderful, Mother Digby. You've been a blessing, both of you, Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garland, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Mother Jessie Digby?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that my niece, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, but I have this one niece, and she was on drugs for like 20 years. She had four children, and she didn't raise any of them. And God blessed her. She got off. She went to Salvation Army. She got off. And she was off drugs for 2 years. And then something happened, and she got back on. But she wanted to come off. And I called the prayer line. Saints prayed. And I got the report. She's clean. And her daughter. And I thank and praise the Lord for that, because nobody could do that but God.
Nobody but the Lord did that. Mm. I tell you, that's it. Giving glory, giving praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How long was she on drugs now?
At least 20 years. Her mother was on drugs. And her mother said her mother really introduced her to it. And her mother's passed away now. But at least 20 years she was on drugs and just didn't really have a place to live, and just was really messed up. But God blessed her.
But God, I tell you. And she's clean now. Thank you, Jesus.
And working. Working and going to church.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's a wonderful, wonderful report. Thank God for it. Amen. Well, we're having a great time tonight. Great time. My. All right. We got a few more minutes. Anybody want to encourage these two wonderful women of God, Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett and Ambassador-elect Mother Digby up there in Chicago? Anybody want to say a word of encouragement to them? Everybody needs to be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Chief Ambassador. God bless you again. This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist Williams. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Garnett. You were a blessing, as well as Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. I was really blessed by both of your messages and your testimony, Mother Digby. Thank you so much. Continue to let the Lord use you. I do receive the word. Amen. Anytime the word is preached, it don't matter what the title is or the theme, all the word is good. So eat the whole roll. Amen. So, amen. I receive, repent. Amen.
Mm. Bless the Lord. Anybody else want to say a wonderful word of encouragement?
Well,
everybody.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. And
bless you.
Of God. Amen. I certainly enjoyed Ambassador-elect Sister Garnett, because that's the message that the Lord told us to go out and tell them to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And every day I repent, all during the day, and amen, that's built down in my spirit, amen, to repent. And God will bring things to your memory of things that you might have done during the day, not willingly sin, but just things that you may repent to someone for just doing something, you know, saying something out of order. But I thank God for you, Ambassador-elect Sister Garnett. What an awesome blessing. And to Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, I tell you, just like you say, she's a woman seasoned. I've heard both of them just really grow on the First Fruit prayer line. And, you know, they're so close to me until I really would like to meet them, you know, in person. They're a blessing. I receive it from them every. I can remember I prayed for Ambassador-elect Mother Digby's daughter. If I'm not mistaken, her name was Jacqueline Williams.
Right, that's right.
Down in my spirit, I prayed for her. And every time you talk about the aneurysm, and now I hear that she's working administration and taking care of, so I glean from you all on tonight, and may you all be blessed, and Ambassador-elect Sister Garnett, amen, to hear you talk about how Chief Ambassador encourage others. I love that, because that's one of my passions and one of my gifts that God has given me, to encourage others and to allow them to do the work of the Lord. So you all be encouraged. We love you, and don't stop. Amen, because we receive from you. We need our seasoned mothers around, and I thank God for that. God bless you all again, and continue to be blessed. Love you all so very much, Ambassador Stern.
Wow. Thank you so much. Y'all want to respond? That's fine. Go ahead.
Thank you, each and every one that gave the encouraging words. It's just a blessing to hear others to encourage you. That means you could just move on and keep on doing what you're supposed to do. And I just thank God for this little opportunity. I am Chief Ambassador Johnson. You keep on doing what you're doing, and keep encouraging God's people. And God is blessing more and more. And God bless each and every one. God bless. Love you all.
Thank you so much. I didn't expect that, and it was such a joy just to hear that. Thank you so very, very much. Amen. I kind of remind me of what I heard the old saints sing. Revival, run on, see what the end is going to be. Remember that old?
Yes, yes.
We're going to see what the end is going to be. Yeah. I said to
Chief Ambassador.
Yes, go ahead.
Excuse me, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stith. Praise the Lord. If you would allow me, I would like to encourage both of
sure.
the Ambassador-elects. I just want you to know I enjoyed your messages, and I enjoyed the voice of the Lord through you mothers. My mother's no longer with me, but I hear her voice every time I hear you come on the line, all of the mothers. And those voices are encouraging, they're soothing, they're heartfelt, and I just love you. And keep doing what you're doing. A lot of times, the younger generation really don't realize what the pillar of strength that you are. And I tell you, I embrace the mothers every time that I'm in their presence. And I just love it, love it. God bless you. This is
beautiful. That's beautiful, Ambassador Stitt. That's the way to do it. Encourage others. I tell you, that will work every time when you have a word of encouragement for other people. Amen. That's what I try to do, encourage other people. It's so wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. Do we have anybody else want to say something before we go to the 11 o'clock hour here?
Yes, this is Ambassador-elect Bernita. Can you hear me?
I do hear you.
Area code 616. And I just thank the Lord for Sister Garnett. I received the message, repent. It was beautiful. I got a lot out of it. And I also would like to thank God for Mother Digsby. I had no idea she was 83. I thought she was a young woman.
82.
Oh, I'm sorry, 82.
82 and 2 months.
Oh, funny.
But anyway, I enjoyed your testimony. God bless you, ladies.
Mother Debbie says she's 82, not 83 now.
82 and 2 months.
Okay. Well, 82.5 or
82.8. 82.2. All right. All right. I just want to open the line for anybody else want to say a word of encouragement. That's fine. Do you want to? The line's open to you. Anybody else? All right. Now, let me give you all a test quiz. Who did I say comes on at 11 o'clock?
Sister Deborah Johnson in Texas.
You got it right. You got it right. Oh, you're listening. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Let me share this with you before we bring her on. Despise not the day of small things, the Bible says. You don't know what God's doing to you. And a lot of times the enemy will try to make you downplay what's happening around you. You got to be careful with that. He will try to make you downplay it because he doesn't want it to be big. He doesn't want it to be life-changing. He doesn't want that. So yeah. He'll try to work on you to downplay it. But I gave the illustration to Amazing Grace tonight at Bible study. Paul didn't realize that he was doing something to reach the world. But here he is centuries later, and he has he's reaching the world. I mean, every time you read Corinthians, every time. He's trying to stop the praise down here. And don't let anybody tell you, oh, that ain't God. I mean, they ain't God. Oh. They don't understand what God's trying to do. God would never stop praise unto him. He inhabits the praises of his people. And he wants you to praise him as much as you can. Because most people don't praise him enough. And so I want to encourage you all on this First Fruits prayer line tonight. You're here giving God praise. We started out by thanking him 1,000 times. And worldwide, we gave him over 2 or 3 billion praises. Oh, my God. And I want to tell you, on August the 13th, it will mark the second year anniversary of the blog line. Oh, my God. I want you to join me on the line on August the 13th. For sure, that would be our second anniversary. And if you would put the number down, I'm going to give it to you to call the blog line and help us to thank God 1,000 times. We're going to challenge at least 10 million people worldwide. Maybe let me get the station identification. Let's see how many we have. Ambassador Hagen, are you still there? Can you hear me? If so, come off of mute and give us our station identification. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord, and we just thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty. We thank God for Ambassador Mother Adley Johnson, to all of the staff, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, and to everyone that's listening from around the world. Yes, we are broadcasting live from DDJN Network, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory, we are being heard in countries such as Asia, Russia, Spain, Argentina, Austria, our Pakistan, Jerusalem, our Africa, Vietnam, Japan, Russia, China, Spain, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. And we thank God great things he has done. We want to thank our chief for doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, chief. Continue to do what you do. And may he forever bless you even more. And congratulations on 2 years of being steady at it. God bless you, sir.
Now, that's at the blog line, but on this prayer line, I got to look up the history of this. I believe it's about probably 8 years now for the prayer line, but we just started the blog line, seemed like yesterday, 2 years ago. But I want to see if we can have all the blog line and the prayer line open. And what's so amazing is we started with around three, no more than four people. And now, according to this, is, let them know, Ambassador Hagen, these are not our stats. We didn't make this up. Would you please?
Oh, praise God. Sir. Yes, sir. These are stats that come to me in my inbox. And from we have, as you know, the Blog Talk Radio itself, it is the world's greatest and largest and most influential platform in the world, because it's connected by Facebook, Twitter, and all of the major social networks, you know, a conglomeration there. In addition to that, we have others who are also a part of this great project. We have AT&T, we have Sony, we have you name it, and a lot of the major social sites such as LinkedIn and stumble upon it, Instagram. Well, just a little bit of the social world is a part of what's going on, and we thank God.
They tell me, even are they listening even in Hollywood and places like that?
Yes, sir. Some of our major listeners are from Hollywood. And the majority they're corporate, and most and in relation to the race, we have a lot of business personnel, Caucasian men. We have I won't go into all that, but yes, we have
all I'm trying to do is encourage the people. See, sometimes people don't realize what God is doing through them. The people on this line, I want you to know God is doing something mighty through you. And sometimes when people haven't been out of their own city, they don't realize the limitness of what God is doing. Sometimes they haven't traveled out of this area, that area. So they can't really see what God is doing. But somehow if you travel all around the world, you'll see that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask of things. Somebody said, well, now, if God is using this line to use 100 million people or listeners, where are they? Well, that's unfair. Come on. You were on listening to the Super Bowl, and they said they had millions and millions of folk everywhere. Did you see one of them in your living room? You saw thousands out there in that stadium, which you will see one day for the first fruits. But Did you see one of them in your little room? Although they were there, they were listening, and they were looking everywhere, but you didn't see none of them, did you? See, that's people will quickly believe anything that the devil is doing and the world says, but they don't want to believe nothing that God is doing. You have a lot of people who try to have that crab mentality. But thank God for you. We love you. Now, I want to see if we can open the lines tomorrow morning for Mother Edley Johnson. She's 95, and she's wondering why the Lord has left her here. I believe he left her here to do more in her twilight years than he ever did with her and through her in her, all of her years. And hopefully the Lord will let her give the word in the morning on receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's see if we can open the lines everywhere for her to speak all over the world. And let's see what God does. That's all we can do is let us speak and let's see what God does. Now, do y'all understand now why I'm so adamant about you when we open the line up for you to give your praise report? You're touching people all over the world. And it's so very, very, very important. Okay. God bless you. We reached that 11 o'clock hour. Well, let's go to Texas. Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson down there. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
God bless you. How's everything in Texas? Is it hot down there?
It's hot down here.
I don't know if it's hot as Arizona is, but it's hot in Texas. Isn't it? So I'm going to give you a line, and whatever you have planned for us, we want to receive it in the name of Jesus. Take us to about 11:35, okay? God bless you.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to each and everyone that's listening on tonight. Truly, I honor God for another time that he's blessed me to see. I thank him for life, health, and strength. Truly, God is good to me, and I praise him for all that he is and has done and will do. I am just so pleased to just be with the saints on tonight. I was thinking about how on this Wednesday night, normally I'm in Bible study, but I wasn't able to attend due to the fact being with my husband at the nursing home. When issues arise, I have to be there with him. And so I thank God for this this venue that was given to Chief Ambassador Johnson, that I still can praise God and be amongst the saints of God over this prayer line. I thank the Lord for that. Truly, I realize today, first of all, I do want to say I really enjoyed the words coming from Ambassador-elect Garnett and Ambassador-elect Bigby. I enjoyed those words and the prayers tremendously. I praise God for that. And everything else that I've heard, and each one that gave a testimony and a praise report, I just enjoy it. It's good when we can just eat it up, because it is nourishment to us. It's nourishment to me, and I thank the Lord for it. I'm thinking about on the times that we're living in are challenging times, and they come to challenge our faith. And that's what I was thinking on tonight. These challenging times do come to challenge our faith. But I declare, I will not be weary in well-doing. And I see that the Lord has opened up a way for me to continue doing his will. My life took a great change over 2 years ago, where my husband had a stroke and he had another stroke. First of all, before that, my mom was diagnosed with leukemia. And my husband had the two serious strokes. So I've had to battle with those issues where my whole life has changed. But I declare, God has been good to me. He showed me so many miracles. I began to ask one time, I said, Lord, why would you allow my husband to remain except it be something for me to see? And truly, God has shown me miracle after miracle right before my eyes, that it looked like he should have gone on for what the type of stroke that he's had, but God has allowed him to remain. And I know it's just the grace of God. If anybody can say that they have not seen a miracle, I tell you, I've seen miracles. And I just want to share with you just a few things that the Lord has given me. I think about the song says, I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through the hard trials, tribulations, persecution, I'm encouraged. I'm so encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am.
Yes,
and that's
I am.
What I was thinking on today. And because I am encouraged, I think about the fact of what can the righteous do? You know, many things come to weigh us down and to bring us down, but we have to know that we've been the righteous. It's something that we can do and that the Lord wants us to do. Coming from Ephesians 6 and 10, Paul says that we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might by putting on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We do know that his purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know, I realize today as never before, that we can stand. And we must have on the right armor to do so. So coming from that scripture about the whole armor of God, therefore we must be girded, have our waist girded with truth, have our breastplate of righteousness, having shod our feet with preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith with which we're able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying also with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's why I like this prayer line. It just comes to remind us that we have to pray. Being watchful to the end, which is the perseverance and supplication of all the saints. And for me, the utterance may be given to me that I may open my mouth boldly to show and know the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. That is in what I should speak boldly as I ought to speak. But we realize that's what Paul did. He was an ambassador for Christ, but he was an ambassador in chains. It did not stop him. He continued to do in God's will. And so that's what I thought about on tonight, that we can do what God would have us to do. What can the righteous do? 2 Timothy 2 and 19, Paul taught Timothy that some of them may say that we are not true, and nevertheless, we must know that we are true and that we have a solid foundation of God we can stand. So God's church in the changing world is to follow instructions. He has given us instructions that we can go by and that have already been given by the word of God. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So we realize this is not something that somebody just made up, but it is by inspiration coming from God. Psalms 27 and 14 tells us to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, for he has strengthened our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we can be just get caught up in wondering what we need to do and lost, but we don't need to be lost. We are found. And we do have directions coming from the Lord. So what can the righteous do? 2 Corinthians 7 and 14 tells us what to do. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Here we're saying it again, talking about prayer. And seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now, that's instructions all by itself. He's talking about his people and what we have to do. First of all, we must humble ourselves. We have to be humble before the Lord, realizing that we're nothing without him. Oh, I realize that every day, that I'm nothing without the Lord. And I just praise him for all that he has done continually in my life. I just praise him. I praise him. I praise him. That's why I like this prayer line, because it's all about giving God praise. It's all about saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, he's so worthy of every praise and all that we can give him. John 9 and 4 says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. That night cometh when no man can work. This is the time when we must work. We must find out what it is that the Lord would have us to do. And we don't need to fall short of that. Because no matter what comes, you know, in our ways, we don't have to let that stop us and hinder us. You know, I'm an evangelist missionary, and I would just be speaking on different programs, different services, just going here and there. And I remember one of the messages that the Lord gave me say, he's still God. And all I tell you how I enjoy just talking about he's still God. Well, by and by, it really lets me know it's more than just talking about it. You have to live it. And I realize that no matter what may come or go, he's still God. No matter what things may come to weary me and want to worry me and want to make me doubt, but I know that he's still God. For these challenging times only come to challenge our faith, but we don't have to let it. Matthew 25 and 37, it also told us what we can do as being righteous. The king was talking, and he was answering and said to them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. And they began to ask him, what do you mean? Done what and did what? For he said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was locked in jail, you came to see me. So we realize that all of these things is something that God wants us to do. We are being the righteous one. We do have a work to do. It's not for us to sit down and take and put our head in our hands and wonder, woe is me. No, we don't have time for that. We have to be about the Father's business, doing what he would have us to do, going where he would have us to go, and speaking what he would have us to speak. This is what we have to find ourselves doing. So he already told us that those that were not going to do it are going to be on the left side, and he's going to say, depart from me, going to everlasting fire. So, but we realize we don't want that to happen. I know I don't. We want to continue doing the work of God and being what he would have us to be, that we can hear that famous word saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. It's my desire to praise the Lord and to do his will. I am just asking day by day, God, what is it that you would have me to do? I don't want to take heart looking back and saying, oh, no, God is not that, but no, he's that and plenty more. He has been there for me time and time again. So what can the righteous do? We can continue in our faith. We're going to take back, but we got a word and we can share it. But whatever we go through, we can tell the world about it, that look what God has done for me. Look what he has brought me through. I tell you, we have a testimony, and he wants us to tell it. He wants us to share it and let the world know that we can make it. We can make it. We can make it. It is my desire to continue to make it with the help and strength of God, realizing that it is no strength of my own. I don't have any strength except through him. But it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I realize that as never before. If it were not for him on my side, where would I be? Oh, he's opened so many doors and made so many ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise him more and more and more. It's just many times that he's touched and healed my body, touched and healed my husband, brought him back when he was on his way out. God said, not yet. Oh, it's just a many things that he keeps showing me over and over again. So what can the righteous do? We can be living witnesses that no matter what may come or go, we can make it. With the Lord on our side, we can make it. We can stand. We don't have to take down, but we can move on. We can be what the Lord would have us to be. I'm just so encouraged on tonight, realizing that God has been such a good God to me. And because of this vision that is given to our chief ambassador, it was just in time for me, as being such a time as this. The Lord knew it was coming, and he knew what I needed. For me to rise up early in the morning and be connected with the saints of God in prayer, knowing that I'm not alone. I'm not out there by myself, but so many people that have a word of encouragement, that touch and agree in prayer for one another, that show love for one another, standing on the word of God, that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous do avail much. I've seen it many times. I've asked for prayer and put it on the line, and God did just what I asked for, realizing I know it was the saints that connected and interceded on my behalf and on my husband and on my children and on my mother, on all of our behalf. God did great things for us. And I just thank God because he is God. It's in him. Oh, how I think about the goodness of him. And I look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from him. And I just thank him. I want to just end this in a prayer, because God is God. And Heavenly Father, we come before you, giving you all honor, glory, and praise for all that you've done for us, Lord, over and over again. I thank you for it right now. You have blessed your people, Lord. You have not forsaken us. You have not forgotten us. But you've been in the midst of us. You made ways for us over and over again. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for you touched and healed so many times. So many people have put the request out before you. And Lord, you made a way. And you touched and you healed. And I want to say thank you. I thank you, God, for your open doors for us over and over again. I thank you for, Lord, many times people come on the line. There's something I can't find and I need to find it, asking you to pray. No, God, you allowed us to pray. And they were able to find it over and over again. You just keep on proving yourself to us, Lord. All through the storm and the rain, you keep proving yourself. You prove yourself mighty, and you prove yourself strong. Oh, how I glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for how you saved those that were lost, how you have drawn and reclaimed the backsliders. Lord, we thank you for those that you have filled with the Holy Ghost. We thank you for, oh, God, you've done it for us. You've done it for us many times. And I just thank you. You let us know that we're not lost and when we're not without a Savior. And I just thank you, God, because one day you looked upon me, brought me out of my many sins and shame. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God that you looked upon me and you loved me enough to bring me over in this way of holiness. And I thank him for that. Oh, how I thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you how you blessed even in my local church. You blessed our pastors and the first ladies. Each one, oh, God, you have blessed. I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for the evidence of that you're here for us. Oh, God, for the mother of the nation. Many times you have spoken, we've heard you come through her with the anointing of God. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, it's a reason why you're here, mother. It's a reason why you're here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have spoken with the anointing of God that come to lift us and feed us, and we thank you for it. We thank you because you don't know, but we know. We read and we receive that you have given. We thank you for this son that you birthed. Oh, we thank you for that because he has a vision, and we praise God for the vision. For such a time as this that you have blessed, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you for all that you've done. Lord, you have blessed my children. You've touched them and you healed them, and I thank you for it. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Ah, it's my opportunity to say thank you. I'm indebted to you, and I say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, how I owe you a praise on tonight. I thank you. 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 I continue to praise you. I continue to lift you up in the name of Jesus. I praise God for each and every one. I love you, saints. It's easy to love the saints of God. Continue to pray for us. I'll continue to pray for you. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Back
thank
into
you.
Your hands.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That was Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson down there in Texas. What part of Texas is that, Mother?
West Texas.
San Angelo, Texas. Yeah. Beautiful people in San Angelo. Yeah. And we want to thank you. Oh, my God. Ambassador-elect Deborah Johnson, you bless my heart tonight. Just goodness coming from your heart about thanking the Lord and all the things you shared about your husband and everything. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful blessing you are. I want to open the line up. Somebody else, I'm sure, would like to encourage you. Somebody was blessed by that, I know. I know I was. Go ahead.
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Angeles Williams, woman of God. I was blessed. Amen. Anytime talking about faith, amen, I get excited. Amen. Faith, that's what I'm talking about. That is awesome. Woman of God, I thank you so much for sharing your testimony too. Amen. And I just pray, God, continue to strengthen you and continue to keep you encouraged and continue to just do everything that God is calling you to do. I was blessed, woman of God. Continue to let the Lord use you. God bless you.
God bless you. Beautiful. Let me tell you what we're doing, and we're going to get another encouraging word. You know, if somebody comes to your church and they're your special guest and they speak or do a revival at your church, after service is over, you want to go up to them and encourage them because they give out, and you want to give back. Amen. Say something that would encourage them. That's simply what I'm doing here tonight. Somebody, they've given out to you. So why don't you encourage them and give back to them? All right, the line is open to you if somebody else wants to encourage you.
Lord, God bless you. God bless you again, Chief Ambassador, and to woman of God, Ambassador-elect, amen, Missionary Deborah
Johnson.
Am I right?
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The word Deborah stood out to me because Deborah was somebody in the Bible. And she's definitely walking in that anointing. I thank God. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I can't express how much this woman of God poured out in this little short time, all that word and the anointing down in her belly.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I wanted to share with her about, I can't identify with her with her husband, but I just think I'm going to skip over that and just tell her, amen, how I connected with her with that word. I didn't know that she could speak like that. Amen. Lord, and look how we would have missed out on that gift when I heard her say that she goes to different places to speak, and I could see that she is an anointed vessel to, amen, to bring the word of God. It just flowed and just rolled right out of her belly. She didn't even stop to cough. Amen. Praise the Lord to get a breath. You could tell she's in a walking epistle read and seen of men and women of God. And I just embrace that tonight, Ambassador-elect. Amen. Mother Johnson, Evangelist Johnson, praise the Lord. You did. I tell you, you blessed my soul. I'm not even sleepy. Amen. I thought I was going to take a little nap, but I can't take a little nap. The word has really quickened me. I don't know what to say, amen, but to tell you in the spirit of the Lord, another gift that I have that Ambassador Johnson and I have together, mm-hmm. I always, an evangelist, Ambassador-elect Evangelist LaTanya Williams can tell you, I don't wait until they finish when they leave out the door. I always ask for at least three exhortations after someone come to minister the word in my house. I feel like if they came to be my guests, that I have trained my presbyteria, amen, to give them a word of encouragement. I encourage when one of my own ministers minister, I give them a word of encouragement, and I compel the others to bless them as well, because when you bless someone else, God has already got your back. And I just want to bless you with words of encouragement. That was just awesome, and I received it, and I embrace it, and I embrace the anointing and respect the God that is in you, and may you be encouraged. I see you doing double duty. People don't understand when you could still stand for God and bring that kind of word and still have to go out and minister to your husband. I can identify with that because I've had to do it and I still do it. So God bless you is my prayer, and I know God is going to give you double. I don't want to even say for your trouble, but double for what you're doing for the things of God, because we don't look at it as trouble. We look at it as our assignment, and it's a blessing to know that we can serve one another. God bless you is my prayer.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, anybody else?
Amen. This is Sister Sharon, area code 616 from Michigan. And God bless you, Chief Ambassador, as well as all the saints of the Most High God. And to Sister Deborah Johnson, she was the other congratulator, or she was given saying that how she didn't even take a breath. She didn't even coach. She didn't even, you know. And so, and it seemed like ever since I got on the blog line at Ken, that it's just been an air of teaching. And of course, it's always teaching. But this is like down-home, southern, grandmama them type teaching. And so I'm like Ambassador Stern. I ain't even sleepy because I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss nothing. So everybody who's spoken already, Sister Garnett and Sister Johnson and Mother Digby, God bless you all, because I'm just sitting right here just taking it all in. And so I'm grateful to be on the prayer line, and I've been on the prayer line since February, and I missed one Wednesday night, you know, shut in. And so I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged. Like Sister Latanya was saying, I'm encouraged, because this ain't nothing but straight down home scriptorial Bible teaching, which is what we all need. I need somebody to still tell me I can make it. I need somebody to tell me don't grow weary and well doing. I still need somebody, as long as I've been saved, I still sometimes need to hear from somebody. And so I'm just thanking and praising you all who are letting the Lord use you and just going forth in the word of the Lord, because I know if I'm sitting here listening like this, if somebody else sitting here listening like this. So God bless you all. Just continue, and thank you. And I always say this, Chief Ambassador, for your faithfulness to the work of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. That was great. Now, who was speaking? I didn't get your name.
Sister Sharon Darden.
Sister Sharon Darden. And Master Elect Sharon Darden. What a wonderful encouragement you gave. And then before you, Ambassador Patricia Stern, my God, what a wonderful encouragement she gave. You know, y'all are so kind to encourage the people of God on this line. They need it. And I'm saying that because do you think the people of God who are giving God praise and trying to do what God says do, you think the enemy is going to try to encourage them or discourage them? He's going to try to discourage them. That's why it's so important to do what you guys are doing on this line. And the Lord bless you and keep you. All right, I got to move. I got to go down to Texas here. No, I just left Texas. No, I'm going to Michigan. I'm going to Michigan. Amen. Ambassador Elect Benita Fryerson, are you on the line here?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. We're waiting to hear what y'all doing up in Michigan. Amen. 11:30, I know y'all are praising God too. So take us and give us a 30-minute excerpt of what God's doing there.
Amen. Praise God. I enjoyed missionary Deborah Johnson. She reminds me of the judge, Deborah, that was in the Bible. And if I'm correct, I believe Deborah means busy bee. And it sounds like she's busy with the Lord's business. I am going to speak on crowns. At this time, I would like to introduce my friend and sister in Christ, First Lady Julia, from the area code 404. Currently, she's in Florida on vacation, but she has agreed to take time out from her vacation to sing I Shall Wear a Crown.
All right, all right.
God bless you all, and thank you so very much, Evangelist, for asking me. God bless you, each and every one, and I pray the song is a blessing to the message that will come forth. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When it's all over, when it's all over, and I shall see his face, I shall see his face. When it's all over, when it's all over, I'm going to put on my robe and tell the story how I made it over. Ooh, I'm gonna put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over. I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over. I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over. Yeah, I'm gonna put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over. Oh yes, gonna put on my robe and tell the story how I made it over. Oh, yes, soon as I get home. Oh, yes, and soon as I get home.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Arnold. In Scripture, there are five uses for crowns: decoration, consecration, coronation, exaltation, and remuneration. A crown indicates the presence of honor. It gives you a special place or a position of glory and joy. There is many symbolic or figurative uses of crowns in the Bible. Proverbs 12 and 4. So a good wife is a crown to her husband. Proverbs 17 and 6. Children's children are a crown to the age, and parents are the pride of their children. That's just a couple of them. During our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's crucifixion, Jesus wore a crown of thorns. This crown was designed by the Roman soldiers to mock Jesus because Jesus claimed his deity, which was and is the Son of God, his kingship. When Jesus was hung on the cross, above his head read, King of the Jews. It's a shame that they did not know that Jesus, the Son of God, was King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that his mission on earth was to save mankind from their sins. Paul talked about crowns that are fading, corruptible crowns, and he also speaks of incorruptible crowns. The fading crowns that the Greeks and Romans gave the athletes were symbols of victories and rewards. These civic crowns were made out of wild olive leaves, parsley leaves, oak leaves, and or pine leaves, or pine needles. According to the Bible, there are at least five incorruptible crowns that we, the saints of God, can receive when we get to heaven. We can get a incorruptible or an imperishable crown. This crown will be given to those who faithfully run life race, who crucify selfish desires in the flesh and point men to Christ. In 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 25, it says, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. There's also the crown of rejoicing, or what you call the soul winner's crown. This is a crown for those who faithfully are witnesses to the saving grace of God and lead others to Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 19 and 20, For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. And then in Daniel 12 and 3 it says, And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The third crown is the crown of life, or you can call it the martyr's crown. It's for saints that endure trials, tribulations, and severe sufferings, even unto death. James 1 and 12 states, Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And Revelation 2, verses 8 through 11 says, And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And this scripture, it reminds me of my grandmother. My grandmother died a year ago, August. And she suffered a lot. but she was a brave woman, and she was determined to live a holy, sanctified life. My grandmother, she had polio in one arm. She was blind in one eye because of some different traumas or things that happened to her during life. And she put up with my grandfather. And my grandfather, I don't know how she put up with him, but because of God, God gave her strength. She put up with him. He was a drinker, and he used to get in front of the door. He literally planted himself in front of the door to keep her from going to church. And we would be around my grandmother like little, we were terrified that my grandfather was going to hurt my grandmother. But she would just tell him to get out of the way, and he wouldn't. She would eventually push him out of the way or push past him. And she would tell him that she's going to church. And he'll say, well, if you go to church, I'm going to kill you. She said, well, you're going to have to kill me because I'm going. And then once she got past him, he would say, well, if you come back here, I'm going to kill you. She would tell him, well, you're just going to have to kill me because I'm coming back. And we would follow my grandmother on to church and have a good time. By the time we get back, my grandfather, he would be asleep. But my grandmother, she was a brave woman, and I thank God for her. There's also the crown of righteousness. This crown is for those who love the appearing of Christ, for those who look forward to the day when Christ will return for his saints. In 2 Timothy 4:8, it says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. This scripture reminds me of the late Deacon Dennis Booker. He was a deacon at our church, a very faithful deacon. And during Deacon Booker's latter years, he would always say that he's ready to go home. And one day his son was telling me that it was Christmas time, and he woke Deacon Booker up, and Deacon Booker got mad. And he wanted to know, Dad, why are you mad? It's Christmas. And Deacon Booker told him, he said, well, I'm mad because I woke up. I'm ready to go home. But anyway, Deacon Booker didn't go anywhere until God called him home. But he was one of the saints that was ready to see Christ. He was ready for his reward. The last crown is the crown of glory. And the crown of glory is said to be the pastor's crown, and that it will be given to the ministers who faithfully feed the flock of God. And it also can include preachers, teachers, reachers, evangelists, missionaries, and all those who teach the word of God in ministry. And if you read 1 Peter 5:1-4, it says, therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness taker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but providing to be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, and gives grace to the humble. I'm reminded, as I thought about the crown, I'm reminded of the 24 elders in Revelation. And how it talks about, I believe it's chapter 4:1-11, and it talks about the 24 elders, how the 24 elders give glory to God, how they tell God, you are worthy, our God and Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. And I'm just reminded of how these elders, how they worship God and how they took off their crowns from off their head and they put them at the Lord's feet and how they praised God. And I can just, you know, imagine just seeing the elders giving honor and glory to God. And not only are they giving honor and glory to God, but so are the living creatures. It speaks of those living creatures in the Bible, how they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And I can just imagine how the saints are going to be. We get to heaven and we get our rewards, our crowns, how we'll be praising God for the rest of our lives and how we'll be just honoring God. It, you know, some people, they like to wear hats. It's good to wear a hat, but I would rather have a crown any day. And I just thank God. I'm looking forward to a crown. Amen. You are now back into the hands of Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Bonita Franklin. Michigan, y'all are doing well, very, very well. God bless you. Let's encourage her.
Oh, Ambassador, that's on the line. Julia, can she give her testimony?
Sure. Just let me get a word of encouragement for this precious ambassador, and then we'll give Sister Julia, give her time to give her testimony. All right? Let's get a word of encouragement.
Well, praise the Lord again. Amen. Ambassador Elect. Amen. What an awesome job about all the different crowns that is going to be received. I was just saying, Lord, I'd be glad just to get one, but I would like them all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great study, deep study. And looking up all of that and everything, and you present it to us well, and I always enjoy you. You're on the line every morning, amen, praise the Lord, and you're about the only one of us that do it right, that give your area code the way we're supposed to be. I think I know it by heart. You're the only one that give it. Amen, praise the Lord. God bless you. I certainly enjoyed that. May you be encouraged and keep on studying and keep on bringing us the Word of God, and I just love the way you bring the woman of God up to sing. I was in the background helping to sing because I love to sing as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she has a sweet voice. And may you be encouraged in what you're doing for the Lord. And I know the Lord has a blessing in store for you, for those that study and bring forth his word. I enjoy that. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect Bernita. This Ambassador Pfeiffer just giving a shout out to the women of God that has already come forth and already shared the word of God, have already spread the table, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Thanking God for everyone that has spoken. Everything has just been so delicious. I believe I will run on and see what the end is going to be. God bless each and every one of you, and it's getting better and better because why? We are piling it up on our plate. We are saving it for a rainy day. Everyone has spoken so beautifully, and I love the word of God that has gone forth from each and every one, and also the praises that have been given to the people, to the women of God that are speaking on tonight. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing it well. God bless you.
Honor to our national ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and to Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all the ambassadors. I've been listening for a while here. Our women's convention is going on, and when I got in here, I decided that I would turn on my God to shed in. And oh, what a word, about the crown. I shall wear a crown. Thank God for our other ambassador from Texas. God bless you talking the word of God. It's the only thing that's going to stand. This is elect Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegan.
I love you all, and God bless you tonight. Keep on going on.
Amen. God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Evangelist Williams. Amen. From Phoenix. Amen. 480 error code. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Frierson. Awesome word, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless.
Stay encouraged and keep doing what God is doing in you. Amen. I love you.
Love you too. Love. I love everyone.
All right, God bless you. Why don't you just have your guest give her testimony now?
Sure.
Well, God bless each and every one of you. This is my first opportunity to join you all. Area code 404. I had the pleasure and blessing to grow up with Sister Nita Frierson under the great Superintendent James Holloway.
Amen.
Saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I have no other mind but earning my crown today. And I thank God for that word. We've gone through so many things and tests and trials, but I know what I'm waiting for, and I'm waiting to wear my crown. And as I go on this journey, I see God's blessing every day of my life. I thank the Lord that I am married to Pastor Larry Neal Trice. And we now reside in Georgia. But I thank God that the Word of God is going strong. I bless so much soul while I was in Michigan. And I'm telling you that the souls, that God's people, the remnant of God's people, are holding on just to see what the end is going to be. And I'm glad, godly crown, holding up the bloodstained banner, waiting to see my God's return. But I just love the Lord today. I will keep you all in prayer, and thank you for such a blessed opportunity to join you tonight. And Sister Frierson, thank you for asking me to be a part of this great ministry. God bless you all. I love you all.
Thank you. And please come back and join us.
I sure will.
Last time, or first and last time, I should say.
Give your name again.